Binance Pay reaches 3,700-plus merchants in Bhutan, no fees. Through 2026, Binance said on August 22, 2026, that its Binance Pay service is now accepted at more than 3,700 merchants across Bhutan, letting visitors and residents pay by scanning any DK Bank QR code inside the Binance app. The company set transaction fees at zero through the end of 2026 to push early adoption. The announcement came from Binance's official account, which is the primary source for this update. A whole country QR rollout, not a single storefront. The scale is what separates this from a typical merchant pilot. Bhutan is a small market, but 3,700-plus acceptance points through a single bank's QR standard means a traveler can pay at shops, restaurants, and service counters without holding local currency or reaching for a card. The mechanic is simple. Open the Binance app, scan a DK Bank QR at checkout, and settle from your crypto balance. There is no separate terminal and no card swipe. For anyone who has tried to spend crypto while traveling, the friction usually sits at the point of sale. Merchants either do not accept it or route it through a card network that adds its own conversion spread. A direct QR rail skips that layer. It also sidesteps the Visa and MasterCard interchange that sits inside most crypto card transactions. Zero fees, but read the end date. The no-fee terms run through 2026, which makes this a promotional window rather than a permanent price. Users planning to lean on Binance Pay in Bhutan should treat the free period as time-boxed and watch for whatever pricing replaces it once the promo lapses. Binance did not publish the post-promo fee schedule, so the honest read is that the cost after 2026 is unknown. One point worth keeping straight: the disclosed transaction fee is rarely the full cost of spending crypto. Even at zero merchant fees, the conversion from your crypto balance into the amount the merchant receives can carry a spread, and any on-chain top-up to fund the balance has its own network cost. Zero fees at the checkout is real, but it is not the same as zero cost end-to-end, Binance Pay versus the Binance card. Binance runs both a crypto card and Binance Pay, and this update is about the second one. The Binance card rides Visa rails and works anywhere Visa is accepted, which is far broader than 3,700 merchants in one country. Binance Pay is the opposite trade. Narrower acceptance, but a more direct rail where it does work, and no card network in the middle. For a Bhutan trip specifically, the QR route is the cheaper and simpler option during the free window. For global coverage, the card still does more. Merchant acceptance moves like this matter beyond one country because they show crypto payments maturing at the counter rather than only at the exchange. Direct stablecoin and crypto spending at local merchants is the harder half of adoption, and it tends to start in smaller markets where a single bank partner can wire up thousands of shops at once. Bhutan's DK Bank rollout is a clean example of that pattern.